Welcome back to Raisin Brand, the official Pixel Labs podcast, where we talk about creative and marketing and how the two come together to build brands. Our goal with this podcast is to use our own experiences, along with that of our guests, to give you a little insight into how you can improve your brand or grow your skills in your marketing career. I am here with Aaron. I haven't hosted one of these for a little while, so I will do my best, Aaron.
Welcome back. We're excited to have you.
Thanks. but I wanted to get you in here today because I wanted to talk about something very specific, and that is how to evaluate your agency partner.
Yeah.
And I know that you have some thoughts on this, and so I wanted to get your thoughts so we could share it with people and give them some knowledge and give them some tools to think about as they're looking at their partnerships that they have with their agencies.
Yeah. So one thing that we believe here at Pixel Labs is if you're never, you know, evaluating, reevaluating, then you're probably missing opportunities, right? So we just put together this quick little guide just to, you know, help organizations if they have a really great marketing partner. You know, how do you identify that? You know, because we can always assume the grass is always greener, or we can just assume that we have it best. And so we put this guide together, just these quick little tips to help you. And you evaluate, do I have a good agency partner? Like, is this the best relationship ever? Or are there things that we need to work on?
Yeah, and this isn't designed to make you second guess anything. It's just supposed to give you some tools to use as you're taking a look at those things.
Right. Well, and I think too, you know, because there could be, we put together, there's four things that we're going to be talking about. And I think, you know, there's companies out there that they do three of them really well. Maybe there's one of those that could be worked on. And it's just kind of fleshing out the topic a little bit so then you can identify, okay, I think this is where we have some concerns. And then, you know, what are some solutions to that? And so that's really the purpose of why we put this together.
Cool. I think this is going to be a really valuable thing. And I'm really excited to hear some of these things because they're things that I haven't actually thought about a ton myself. So I want to hear what your thoughts are. So the very first thing that I want to hear a little bit more about is process.
Yeah.
Like, so tell me a little bit more about what that means to evaluate the process of your agency partner.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is key. And so when we talk about process, it's really the process that your agency partner, you know, as a client, the process that you work through. So everything from, you know, ideation to final production or, you know, implementation of campaigns. It's, does your agency partner do a good job of walking you through their process? Do you feel like you know at every moment kind of what's going on, what somebody is working on, what responsibilities you currently have, you know, because it's a relationship, you know, they're going to be doing some work, but they're going to need some stuff from you too. And so it's really, you know, a good process reduces confusion. And so especially in a relationship, and in this guide, we actually kind of related it to like an actual person-to-person relationship because we believe it's that important, you know, it's that crucial. So the whole idea about this part is, if your agency partner has a really solid process, can communicate that process well, it's going to minimize confusion and it's going to maximize results. So that's the main point of process.
Cool. Now, what are some of the other downsides to someone that maybe doesn't have a solid process in place? Like, what happens if your agency partner is kind of hip firing their plans all the time? What happens in that case?
Well, I think very quickly you're going to see deadlines moving around. You're going to see things that just don't make sense. You know, you're going to be moving into a new season where maybe it's time for a new campaign and you're still working on the old one that really now the time has passed. And those are going to be some of the immediate effects. And again, it's just going to lead to confusion and frustration. Stuff's not going to get done when it should be. You're not going to be quite sure what you're going to be working on. You're going to be scheduling those, hey, we just need to touch base to learn what we're doing. I can't tell you how many times, like, I've heard about people doing that. It's just such a waste of time. But you're going to see those things start popping up more.
Cool. Now, you obviously another part of this reducing confusion mm-hmm. and stuff like this, and you've already made you've said this word once. But I'm moving on to the second point, and that is potentially a rhetorical question. But how important is communication?
Right. And this is like the golden question. And I can't tell you how many times that I've seen surveys that have been completed or like marketing research projects and what is like the biggest barrier to success in business. It's always, always communication, right? And so this is a very important one. And what I love too is with these four points, they all really work together in a way. And so, yeah, with your process, you need to be able to communicate it, right? And in addition to that, you also just need to be able to communicate anytime. You know, if somebody has a question or an idea, you know, that needs to be received and then responded to. I think one thing that people forget, especially in this world of digital communication, is since we're not always face-to-face, we don't always receive that nonverbal confirmation that we heard something that you said, right? So even, you know, if you receive an email and you just need to send back a quick, like, got this or thanks or, you know what I mean? Like, that can be a game changer. So, communication, again, going back to this whole idea of we want to reduce confusion, minimize frustration. It's understanding, okay, like, so at Pixel Labs, we use Google Chat, right? That's our main communication platform. And we do use email, but, you know, it's understanding that in Pixel Labs, if I need to message another staff member, it's through chat. And so when you're thinking about your agency partner, do they take time to invest in being in the communication channels that you're present in, right? So if you prefer email, I mean, email's pretty easy. Most folks do it. You know, are they making sure that they're emailing you back on time, emailing you back in a way that you appreciate? You know, we have a few clients who they respond to email, but they would prefer phone calls. So are you calling them, you know, when there's something that they need to, you know, when they need to bring their attention to it, even if it's just a call after you've sent an email, you know, if you're just going to leave a message, it's making sure that your agency partner is taking the time to invest in what communication channels you use so that you feel comfortable interacting with them. The stuff gets done on time. And you're able to move through that process effectively.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of touched on that, but it's that idea of meeting your customers where they're at.
Right.
Because even if you as an agency communicate this one way, you've done it for a long time. And it makes more sense for you to adapt to your customer and make sure it's easy for them and not something that you're forcing them into.
Right. Well, and I think too, and it's the thing is it's different for every client, right? Even your process, we talk about this with process, you know, with a good process doesn't create a rigid outline of how you're going to work together. It creates a general guideline to ensure that creativity and efficiency are at the very top. And so same thing for communication. It's not, you know, we use Google Chat. That doesn't mean we're going to force Google Chat onto all of our clients. It's just the tool that works for us. But we want to understand what works for you so that we can reduce friction, right? That's the whole goal of all of this, is just reducing friction so that we can get stuff done.
Right. And the other part of communication that I've always been a firm believer in is that communication allows you to make mistakes and not have it be detrimental to the project.
Right.
If the agency throughout the course of a campaign is noticing that things are not going as well, rather than kind of not communicating those pieces, or maybe a project is going to be behind schedule,
mm-hmm.
rather than that due date coming up and them asking where it's at, if you communicate that ahead of time and say, hey, like, this one's falling behind, this is why, and you are clear about that communication, it generally keeps the relationship pretty clean. And, right. and the client ends up respecting that a lot more.
Well, and you just end up wasting so much less time.
Right.
You know, say you have a standing meeting every 2 weeks or every month or something, you know, and instead of just sending somebody an email when something adjusted or something needs to be changed, you know, you just keep your list for that next meeting, you're going to spend that whole time talking about what needs to be changed, rescheduling this, rescheduling that. And you're probably meeting with a few individuals, right, who probably don't need to be a part of that conversation. And so it's maximizing those interactions. So then when you do have that time together, when you're talking about what's coming up, you know, what are the next big plans, you can really use that time effectively.
Absolutely. Now, part of that communication is transparency.
Right.
Which is our third point, right?
Yep.
And so can you dig into a little bit about why it's important to be transparent between your client or between clients and the agency partners?
Right. And so this one, it is transparency. The other word that we can use in and out with this is trust. I mean, that's ultimately what we're talking about here. And I just think there's so many directions that you could go with this. But when we look at it, it's, again, we want to reduce frustration. We want to reduce confusion. And that means being transparent. It's just like what you're saying, you know, if there's something that needs to be rescheduled, somebody dropped the ball on something, or information wasn't collected the way it should have, it's, this is what happened. And then let's figure it out. Like, this is not, you know, we're not going to get stuck here. It's okay. This happened. We acknowledge that. And now let's move forward to accomplish your goals. But you know, transparency, it comes in the form of that, just to keep schedules moving. But, you know, from a marketing organization, we talk all the time about not using vanity metrics. You know, it's what metrics are you receiving and are they the right ones? I heard a story once, and it was about, it was at university, and they hired a marketing agency to do their Google ad campaigns. This actually, I learned about this in class at school. And they talked about that, you know, this the goal was to bring in new freshmen, right, to increase enrollment numbers. And they talked about that, you know, they were just receiving like the clicks, you know, like the cost per click, all that good stuff, but they weren't receiving anything else and it all looked amazing. And they're like, wow, this is the best thing ever. Like, wow, those are really high engagement rates. Like, we're getting a ton of people engaging. Like, we're not spending as much as we thought we would. Well, so then they hired somebody who actually knew a thing or two about Google Ads. And then they, like, were asking more questions about, you know, like, okay, like, what keywords are you using? What's, like, the copy look like? Well, come to find out that I think it was 60% of their budget was all allocated towards the name of the university when nobody else was paying for that. So they were paying for these clicks that weren't needed, right? SEO does the job for that. And this is a university that's been around forever. Like, they didn't have any concerns about that. There wasn't any competition for their name on Google, which, you know, sometimes if there is, you want to take that time. But they were spending 60% of their ad spend to useless clicks, really. But it looked really, really good when you didn't know that that was going on. And so that's just kind of a very specific example. But transparency across the board, it keeps things moving. It keeps that relationship strong. It increases trust. At the end of the day, and then it makes the client, you know, again, we want to reduce confusion, we want to reduce frustration, and make the client, again, you know, over and over again, we want to prove to them that this is the right relationship, and this is what they need to do to keep things moving forward.
Well, you say that that's a very specific example, but that's a specific example that happens all the time.
Right.
Because a lot of times, people are just trying to prove something, and they're trying to show, like, we accomplished this. And these are the numbers that we accomplished, but they don't actually look at what are the results that actually came from this.
Right, right.
And so they're just looking at the wrong place and trying to provide numbers that look, like you said, look good, but really mean nothing.
Right. Well, it kind of reminds me going back to the, you know, My Story podcast, talking about the data nerd thing. Like, you can pull numbers out of anywhere and make them really look, you know, both positive and negative. You can do about whatever you want very easily. And so I think that's what is a concern of mine. I just think with the modern marketing world is it's pretty easy to make things look like they're doing really good when they're not. And so that's when that trust is huge, because you need to partner with an organization that admits that, hey, this campaign didn't do as well, but, you know, we think we have some thoughts on why, and we also have some thoughts on maybe what we can try next time. Would you like to proceed with that? And I just think, you know, and going back to comparing it to a person-person relationship, I mean, you want that. Like, obviously, the person that you're across from isn't perfect. You know, there's things that are going to happen. But if there's that open line of communication and that trust, you know, that, you know, the client trusts that we're going to do the right thing with their money, that'll, you know, there'll be some mistakes every once in a while. And maybe not mistakes, but just money wasn't placed where it should have been to be utilized effectively. And so I just think when you have that open line of communication, that trust, that transparency, the relationship can get a lot stronger, and your client will ultimately benefit from it.
Absolutely. Now, you kind of started touching on this. The last point is results.
They all, right? They all go
like,
together.
I'm like telling you said, you. They all go together. And what kind of, like, how do you evaluate the results that your agency is providing, and what should you be looking for?
Right. So ultimately, your bottom line is what's most important with this, right? It's not just, you know, when you talk about, you know, if you're doing a branding campaign, obviously it's a little bit different. But when you're talking about some of these marketing things, does it necessarily have an impact on your bottom line? And so you can look at that through a few different ways. I mean, you can get as specific as, you know, does the Google Ads campaign work? But also you need to think about, like, how much time are we wasting in meetings because we can't communicate over email? Like, I think people forget about that a lot. That if we're meeting four times a month for an hour just and not getting anything done, like, let's add everybody's, you know, pay up and just realize how much money that we're wasting. So you have
isn't
to
there a whole joke of, like, this is another meeting that could have been an email?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. When people forget that, you know, it's fun to, like, chit chat and hang out, and there needs to be those times to build rapport. But, you know, sometimes, like, that's a ton of money. You know, if you get 6-7 people sitting around a conference room just talking about stuff, like, it costs money for that. And so it's, you know, of course, looking at your metrics, like the actual campaigns, the content that's coming out, what that's doing, but also, how is the process? I mean, is it smooth? Do we feel like we're being productive when we meet? Because that's another cost to this too, that's not on that proposal, is how much time of yours are we going to take getting this stuff set up? Because that needs to be thought about too.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we start to wrap this all up, I want to make sure that everyone understands that, like, this isn't the end all be all. Mm-hmm. And if your agency is doing well, like you said at the beginning, out of three of them out of the one and then one not, like, that's okay. It's not that they're doing a bad job, but if you notice that, it's a point to bring up to them,
right,
as an agency, and say, hey, like, you're doing great, but there is this one thing say, for example, communication. Maybe they're doing great on everything, but their communication isn't really quite what they're expecting. Mm-hmm. Bringing that up to the agency and just, again, bringing transparency back into it and communicating, and saying, hey, like, we want this to be better. That gives them an opportunity to do better.
Right.
And that idea of if they do step up and they do better, then awesome. Like that communication, that relationship grows. If it doesn't, then it allows them as a company to take a more critical look at their agency partner and see if there is a reason that maybe they should move on to something different.
Right. And in any relationship, if you're a partner, if you give them feedback, constructive feedback, if they're a good partner, they'll take it well. Yep. And they'll use it to move forward. They won't obviously get upset or say anything back.
Right.
And so, no, these are just great four things to look at. You know, they're independent, but can very easily, you can see how they all tie together, you know, for the benefit of the client. But no, this was a really good topic to discuss, and it was fun to look into and put some content together for. So.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for giving us all the insight. As always, if anyone has any questions about any of this content, feel free to reach out to us. We love to have conversations with people and kind of help people out where they need. And if you need any clarification on any of these four topics, just let us know, and we'll be happy to talk with you.
Yeah, awesome. And make sure you check out Raisin Brand on our website. That is our outreach brand, so where we're putting out our newsletters, you know, all of our videos, all of our blogs, the podcast that you're listening to right now. Make sure you check that out, because we go more in depth on these four points. So definitely check that out. It's on our website. You'll see it in the top right hand corner.
Perfect. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, take care.
Thanks so much to everyone for listening today. Be sure to hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to the Raisin Brand podcast on, so you can get notified when new episodes go live. If you'd like to be a guest on our show, or you have a topic you'd like us to talk about, let us know by emailing podcast@thepixellab.co. Again, that's podcast@thepixellab.co. Thank you again, and have a great week.